Seamus Kearney is our Europe correspondent in Lyon, and we know that there was this joining up, I guess, of the New Zealand Prime Minister and the French President over the Christchurch call to raise its profile. What's been the reaction and to what extent where you are, Seamus?
Yes, hello, Catherine. More than 25 years, you know, covering news here in Europe, and I've never seen a Prime Minister from down under getting so much press coverage here. Jacinda Ardern, regardless of whatever political scorecard she has at home, here she does seem to be popular and now really helping to raise the profile of this campaign to fight online extremism. Of course, after the mosque attacks in Christchurch, lots of coverage here this weekend, mostly positive on this second anniversary Christchurch call conference. Most of your listeners will know the coming together of governments, tech companies, NGOs on this question of how to stop the internet being used for the live streaming or the viral spread of hate speech, extremist acts and violence. This actually was a video conference link-up hosted by Ardern and the French President Macron, as you said, both insisting that progress has been made since this was set up 2 years ago. I think there will be agreement that a lot of work still has to be done to bring all of these players together, especially when it comes to issues of free speech and voluntary measures versus regulation. Just some of those reports of progress, Ardern and Macron talking about this protocol for key internet players for urgent situations, how to respond to that. Also on the independence of the group that represents the tech giants, so how they work on all of this. And also, Catherine, worth pointing out, there really was a boost for this Christchurch conference, Christchurch call conference. We had the news that the US under Joe Biden now joining the initiative. And of course, this was after President Trump earlier refused to take part back 2 years ago when it was launched. And this has been highlighted by the media here, by commentators, really as a big step forward. Without the US involved in this, of course, a lot of the tech giants based in the US, they said that was really going to be difficult. Actually, Macron now saying that 55 states have signed up for the Christchurch call initiative, and he's stressing that any action plan that comes together, and this was in his main speech at the event, actually, which was in English, which is very unusual for a French president, really hitting home this point that any plan is going to have to take into account these issues of fundamental freedoms. He talks about having an open and secure internet, and that was one of the concerns of the US when they said they wouldn't join 2 years ago. So it looks like, you know, a lot of coming together. I think Jacinda Ardern, the French president, will be happy with the reaction so far to what happened over the weekend.
All right. Now, Greece has announced the opening of a new holiday season.
Yes, and Catherine, when you look at the figures here, this is really quite horrific. We see the figures there. 2020, Greece suffered its worst year for tourism. That was a record. They were down to 7 million visitors. Compare that to 33 million visitors a year earlier. Tourist revenues falling from 18 billion euros down to 4. We know that one in five people in Greece, they actually rely on the tourism industry for their livelihoods. Well, now we have Greece, really the first country in the European Union to officially announce the start of a new holiday season. These are the kinds of positive stories everybody's looking for as we roll out those vaccines here in Europe. Of course, other European countries also slowly lifting COVID lockdowns and restrictions as those vaccine programs are ramped up. But international flights, yes, to Greece resuming this weekend. So we've seen dozens and dozens of flights from countries such as Germany and Qatar over the weekend. Of course, Greece anxious to get back on its feet with the summer season coming up. As I say, its tourist industry absolutely whacked by COVID. So the word is from Saturday, foreign holidaymakers will be allowed into the country. You've got to have proof of being vaccinated, or you've got to show a negative COVID test. and movement between all of the Greek islands now possible. And actually, part of this plan to reopen Greece did involve the mass vaccination of the entire populations on many of those popular Greek islands. So that's why a lot of this has been possible.
That will be incredibly welcome. I'm just reading also in England, more and more people out at the pubs, and you're gradually sensing in those countries that are achieving good progress with vaccinations and opening up, Seamus?
Yeah, and in the European Union, just looking at the latest figures here, you know, at least one dose of the vaccine, the adult population in Europe now, we're at about 34%. It gets as low as 11% in some countries, as high as 55% in others. Fully vaccinated, 13%. That goes up to 30% in some countries. So there's a long way to go, but the European Union still confident that it can have 70% of the European population vaccinated before the end of June. But on that point, Catherine, interesting to see this new survey that came out, an agency of the EU, showing that a stunning quarter of Europeans against getting vaccinated. The report they're talking about, a mistrust of authorities, cited as one of the main reasons. But just on a personal note, Catherine, I am one of those who was out last week getting my first dose of the vaccine. So fingers crossed, good news from here on in.
Good for you. Thank you very much, Seamus Kearney, our correspondent in Lyon.